Hello, welcome to your Knowledge for Life journey. I am Quentin McCall. Today's topic is bitterness. Many times in life, we all withhold a lot of bitterness in our hearts. Sometimes bitterness may come from living a life of unforgiveness. It may come from anger, but mostly bitterness, the root of it, derives from living a prideful and sinful life of unforgiveness. Now, we all know when something is bitter, whether it's some type of bitter candy, bitter fruit, any type of bitter food, our natural reaction to anything that's bitter is we want to spit it out. And that's exactly the same thing that bitterness does to your soul. It attaches itself to your soul to the point of that you can't even function correctly. It gets to the point that it makes your soul bitter, therefore you are bitter. And therefore, you want to regurgitate and spit out who you are. Bitterness is one of Satan's greatest tools, probably next to fear and doubt, because it brings so much destruction to your spiritual life. We have to understand that when we make a choice to step into the road of bitterness, we're heading down a road that's not going to end up well. Usually, bitterness leads us to be very revengeful. We have a lot of victim mentality, meaning a lot of self-pity, a lot of jealousy, a lot of sense of competition, and a lot of confusion because you try to rationalize your bitterness and come up with a reason why you should be bitter. Well, girl, you know he cheated on me. Oh, man, you know how she did me. Oh, yeah, you know what he did to me. I can't believe he did this to me. He did that. He did this. All you're doing is rationalizing reasons to be upset, reasons to be unforgiving, and reasons to remain having a bitter heart. And what I find most troubling about bitterness as a whole is that we have people who tend to have a bunch of friends who support and endeavor their friends to be bitter. They endeavor them to be okay with being bitter, being okay with being bitter, and not really showing them or helping them see another way because they don't know another way. Now, we have to really understand that it's important to release the animosity we have against people that holds us in our bitterness. It's important to understand that with bitterness also comes arrogance and pride. And these particular attitudes and this self-centered type of thinking moves us out of God's will into the will of our own, and we start to put ourselves before any and everything. And once you get to the point where you think that putting yourself is the most important thing on this earth, you're already lost. You're a very broken individual. You must understand that the teachings of Jesus Christ is that we are to put others before ourselves, and in doing that, God will bless and take care of us. We tend to forget that in this secular world, I'ma do me, which basically just means that you're gonna do whatever it takes for you to be happy. But the world teaches a system of, I'm getting off topic, but let me continue. The world teaches us a system of that we chase happiness at all costs. But I want you people out there who feel this way, I want you to understand that there is no such thing as permanent happiness. And when you choose to pursue happiness at all costs, you're gonna only end up broken and more disturbed and lost than you were when you began. You got to understand there's no such thing as permanent happiness, and Jesus has already told us this. We need to understand that, and we're going through life, happiness is a choice. Happiness doesn't depend on your circumstances, doesn't depend on what you have and what you don't have. No matter what your situation, you can make a choice to be happy in it. I'm not saying that that's easy to do, but it has to be done regardless. I've been there, done that, and it's very difficult to do. And you have to encourage yourself in the word on a daily basis to fully do it. That's the only way I was able to do it. Listening to and re-going over in my mind the words of God. See, you know, walking with God is always more about our relationships, less about church. But even though church is important, because church is a part of the system of getting your spirit fed. That's why where you go to church is important, because not all churches do a good job of feeding, sadly, but it's true. So you have to, they don't do a good job of feeding depending on what you need feeding. So whatever where you are in your life, one church over another may be better. And later on in life, another church may be better. That's why the Bible says over in Jeremiah 3:15, I shall give you pastors to fill your heart with knowledge and understanding. So go with that. Now back on topic. I'll go off like that. I can't help it, folks. That's just like God leads me sometimes. And now back to bitterness. You know, we have to understand that when we have something that hits our palate, taste buds, that most of us say, if we don't like something that's bitter, as I said earlier, we have a tendency to want to spit it out. The only time you see people keeping something bitter is in their mouth when they're trying to prove a point. Whether that's an eating contest or if that's a prideful way to prove that, you know, I can handle this, I'm not going to spit it out. So all that bitterness you're carrying in your mouth and you're holding it in your mouth because you're full of pride and arrogance, you got to understand once you hold something in your mouth for a long time and it doesn't agree with your body, what happens? It starts to affect other parts of your body, your mind, your body, your heart, and your soul. In your spirit, so that bitterness that you're holding in your mouth, it's time for you to get the spit bucket and spit it out. Because once you spit out this bitterness, once you regurgitate in your spirit, this bitterness out of your mouth, out of your soul, out of your spirit, that's when the healing that you're looking for is going to begin to change. Because as long as Satan has you in this sense of bitterness, you're not going to be able to overcome and unroot this thing. You got to understand, bitterness is a sin. So you need to act forgiveness through the blood of Jesus. And in doing that, you talk to God to help him, just for him to help you and show you the way that you need to go for your own particular situation to begin your healing process. We cannot continue to not be accountable for what we do and try to blame everybody for the pain that we feel. And most importantly, don't blame the devil either. Because a lot of times, a lot of people try to blame on the evil one. You giving him room and opportunity to enter in your life, thus you experiencing the reaping of what you sowed. And don't forget that. You reap what you sow, good or bad seeds. So we have to be ready for it. Walk in love. Continue to know the beauty of love. And humble yourself and repent. And you'll begin to overcome the bitterness in your heart. It's a process. But it's a process you must begin today, not tomorrow. Life is very, very often that's going to be unfair. But when life's unfair, don't turn to bitterness. Don't turn to the victim mentality. Don't hold bitterness in your mouth because you're going to have to spit it out one day if you're going to move forward and be everything that God has called you to do. You got to do some house cleaning. You got to clean out your heart. And one of the best ways to begin cleaning out your heart is bitterness. Unforgiveness. So I always tell people you got to start with those two, because those two always usually go together. Usually you when you're unforgiving, you're bitter. When you're in bitterness, you have unforgiveness in your heart, and that leads to, like I spoke of earlier, anger. You're in a sense of revenge. You're cruel. You're confused. So I encourage you today to understand that God loves you and he wants the best for you. So be encouraged and don't allow the injustices of your life to continue to make you bitter and cause you to want to strike back out. Clean out your heart and spit out the things in your mouth that are bitter, that are holding you back from becoming everything as God called you to do. Thank you for listening. I am Quentin McCall.